Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me this morning is Shail Ben-Ephraim. He's host of the History of the Land of Israel podcast, Israel Explained. Shail, good morning. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
It is going okay. I just think, you know, we all have this pit in our stomach around Thursday, around tomorrow. It is something that we don't want to think about, but have to think about. You know, it's just a very, very challenging time for all of us, I guess.
Yeah, we all know what's coming, or what 90%
correct
coming.
Yeah,
and how traumatic it's going to be. And yet we, you know, Hamas has confirmed it, but the families are still asking not to talk about it. So it puts us also in a very
strange position,
in a very sensitive place. The good news is that on Saturday, we're going to get six live hostages back, including individuals who have been missing for
many,
an entire
many years.
Decade.
Yeah, yeah, incredible.
So there's definitely good news to look forward to.
I suppose we have to do that. Let's talk Ukraine, because that's really what we wanted to chat to you about. What is actually, I can't follow the story with regard to the United States, Europe, Russia. Give us a sense of what is really going on here.
Well, yeah, it's a tough one because you have to speculate a lot about what is happening. But it's very clear that the United States and Russia generally agree on how to handle these negotiations. And that involves pressing and pushing Ukraine towards making concessions that it does not want to make. And really what I'm starting to see is something a lot darker than that, attempts to force Ukraine into an election, which they can then use all their abilities to try to quote unquote influence or steal in order to get some sort of pro-Putin government in Kiev. That's what I'm seeing. Because today, Trump said that unless the Ukrainians have elections, they can't participate in negotiations over their own conflict. And that is really quite remarkable, especially coming from a president who, you know, doesn't like to lose elections and doesn't respect their results, and demands coming from Vladimir Putin, whose, you know, elections process is, shall we say, somewhat questionable.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not because they care about democracy, obviously. They're trying to squeeze Zelensky out, and they're trying to squeeze Zelensky out because Putin wants him out. Zelensky's been very gracious towards Trump until recently and has always tried to be on his good side and didn't cooperate with Biden against him on various things. So I don't think this is really coming from Trump. I think this is coming directly from Putin, and I think that Trump is listening to him.
It's quite frightening. I mean, does this mean there's, though, that there's a greater chance of some form of resolution here?
Well, yeah. I mean, if by resolution, you mean something that completely screws the Ukraine over.
Well, that would have been nice, yeah.
Then yes. I mean, they're going to squeeze Ukraine as much as possible to make concessions on territory, to make concessions on demilitarization, to make concessions on not joining NATO,
right,
and to make concessions on having a government that is friendlier to Russian interests. How much of that they get, and by they I do mean Russia and Trump, depends on how much they can squeeze Ukraine, but also depends, and I think this is very important, on how much the rest of NATO steps up and supports the Ukraine. Because they can do it, They can make up the difference. They can ramp up their production to make up for most of what the United States is not going to give them. So that's a big X factor. So what we're going to see is a push and pull, where Zelensky's going to try to get support elsewhere. He's not going to enter negotiations with these terms. Russia's going to escalate the war with an offensive in the spring, early summer months, I'm assuming. And American sanctions, he might try to put sanctions on Ukraine. I don't know if that would pass Congress. Probably not. But North Korea, Iran, and China will support Russia try to make this offensive as effective as possible. That will determine it.
That will indeed. We'll keep an eye on the story. Shaul Ben Ephraim, thank you as always. Host of the History of the Land of Israel podcast, Israel Explained, on a YouTube channel. Also a political commentator in the United States. It is 8:17.